This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani struck a defiant tone Monday as the U.S. reimposed sanctions over what it called Tehran's malign behavior. In a televised address, he rejected an offer by President Donald Trump of unconditional talks, saying it's the U.S. that has turned its back on negotiations. He said Iran is ready for talks if there's honesty in the process. Sanctions follow U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement in May. They target Iran's purchase of dollars, metals trading, coal, auto sector, and industrial-related software. Sanctions scheduled in November will block Tehran's oil sales. The European Union said it will move to protect European business interests in Iran. Mina Andreeva is a European Commission spokesperson.
The blocking statute, once it enters into force at 6 a.m. Our time this morning, will allow EU operators to recover damages arising from U.S. extraterritorial sanctions from the persons causing them, and nullifies the effect in the EU of any foreign court rulings based on them. It also forbids EU persons from complying with those sanctions.
In a tweet Tuesday, President Trump warned anyone doing business with Iran will not be doing business with the U.S. In Zimbabwe, more than two dozen opposition supporters have been freed from jail, accused of fomenting post-election violence. The Movement for Democratic Change is expected to make public Tuesday its decision whether to challenge the result of last week's election, won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. At least six were killed last week by troops following protests in the capital, Harare. Health workers in Democratic Republic of Congo, armed with thousands of vaccines, are being deployed to the country's east to confront a new outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. There are 43 suspected cases, a death toll reportedly above 30. Vaccinations are to begin Wednesday in North Kivu. This is VOA News. Canada is refusing to back down from its criticism of alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia, with Riyadh retaliating, cutting off new trade and investment, and expelling the Canadian ambassador. Chrystia Freeland is Canada's foreign affairs minister.
Our values-based foreign policy, our support for human rights and for women's rights, is an essential part of who we are when we speak for Canada in the world.
Canada Friday expressed concern over the arrest of activists, including prominent women's rights campaigner Samar Badawi. Hilal Kashan is a political science professor at the American University in Beirut.
I think the decision to expel the ambassador and declare him a persona non grata was made impulsively. And if anything, it attests to the pressure that the Saudi political system is confronting these days in the midst of transition.
The row comes as Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman seeks to reform Saudi society, including allowing women to drive. Pro-government supporters in Venezuela rallied Monday in the capital, Caracas, in solidarity with Socialist President Nicolas Maduro following an incident the government claims was an assassination attempt using explosive-laden drones. Among those protesting in support of the government, Alicia Sucre, who said the people are showing their affection for the leader. Mr. Maduro has blamed neighboring Colombia and the U.S. for being behind the assassination attempt, a charge both governments deny. At least six people have been detained. Gun violence in the Midwest city of Chicago over the weekend left at least 11 dead and dozens wounded. Police are blaming gangs. Eddie Johnson is police superintendent in America's third largest city.
These shootings are not random. They are fueled by gang conflicts. We know who they are, and we continue to send a message that it's okay to commit these crimes by not doing anything as a community. We are all supposed to be on the same side. CPD can be better, but this city can be better.
Chicago ended last year with 650 murders, down from the more than 770 logged in 2016. Excessive heat and drought continue to plague much of Europe. Switzerland is cutting import tariffs on livestock feed and offering interest-free loans to help farmers cope with drought. Temperatures approached 40 degrees Celsius in southern France. Authorities are battling fires on the Iberian Peninsula. In Bangladesh, students protested in the streets for a ninth day Monday over traffic safety after two students were killed by speeding buses. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse demonstrators. Dozens were injured. Oscar-winning actor Robert Redford said he's calling it quits after the release later this year of the film The Old Man and the Gun. The 81-year-old Redford said he's retiring. He's best known for his role in the films Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and Out of Africa. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.